This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The lead attorney in the effort to free former Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters from prison says it will take time for her case to get through the courts. CPR's Banta Berklin has more.
Florida constitutional attorney Peter Titkin recently signed on to represent Tina Peters. He's longtime friends with President Donald Trump and even wrote a book about the president. Titkin is arguing Peters should be free on bond while she appeals her state conviction and that she's being held in prison in violation of her free speech rights.
This isn't the way things work in America. Maybe in China, maybe in Russia, but not here.
Last year, Peters was convicted on charges stemming from her efforts to help a man gain unauthorized access to Mesa County's Dominion voting machines. I'm Benta Berklin, CPR News.
An Aurora dentist has been sentenced to life in prison in the killing of his wife in 2023. CPR's Tony Gorman.
Prosecutors say James Craig slowly killed his wife of 23 years by poisoning her protein shakes and administering her pills over 10 days in 2023. When that didn't work, he used cyanide. They say Craig's motives were to avoid the financial burden and embarrassment of divorce and spend more time with another woman. Craig was found guilty of first-degree murder as well as solicitation to commit murder, perjury, and tampering with physical evidence. Those came when Craig tried to hire an inmate to kill four other people, including the lead investigator on the case. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
More Coloradans, especially men, are calling the state's mental health crisis line. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports.
Colorado's state-specific suicide crisis line was rebranded last year as the 988 Colorado Mental Health Line. Overall, contacts increased 15% over the past year. 54% of English-speaking callers were men, but among Spanish-speaking callers, 80% were men. Officials believe that the 988 model may be lowering barriers for men to seek help. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
And this is CPR News.